Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
Sound, this is my level. Sound, this
sound,
is my level.
Sound, this 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 is my level.
Now do the harmony for that. What's the harmony for that?
I don't know. Not right now.
That's your thing. You're really good.
I'm a little fried. I'm a little.
You're fried?
Okay. Okay. Dan, don't know. My fucking. I'm a little out of sorts right now because shit's not frazzled. Thank you. That's the word I was looking
for. But one of your gifts is being able to quickly figure out the harmony. And I wanted to show off to the audience that you're good at that. But maybe you're not feeling it today.
Sound, this is my level. You sing that part.
Sound, this is my level.
I can't do it right now. I'm fucked up. I'm too fucked up in the brain right now. It just can't happen.
You're too high.
Sound, this is my level. Something like that.
Sound, this is my level.
Something like that.
Sound, this is my level.
Yeah, right, I'll put them together.
Five,
we'll see how it sounds.
6, 7, 8.
Sound, this
you go,
is
sound,
my,
this is my level.
Sound,
5, 6, 7, 8.
Sound, this is my level.
Close. The last bad, note is kind bad. Of the same.
Daniel, you'll have to line those up because we have a bit of a delay. So Daniel will line it up so we sound better.
Sound, this is my level. Sound, this is my level.
When we sing in T-Mobile commercials, we go into the booth and when it's
I
my
come
turn,
up with them harmonies. I came up with that last one. They won't raise your rates at T-Mobile.
What happens is I go in and I just lay down the melody and the best I can. And then Donald goes in and he lays down not only his melody, but then like four harmony parts. And I'm like, do you guys want me to go in and lay down some harmony parts? And they're like, no, we're good. Thank you.
Rude. I was on Broadway, damn it.
No, he's got such a good voice. And then then the guys are like figuring out the harmonies with Donald. And then he sings all of the harmonies, like as though we have a choir, but it's just Donald.
Oh. Man's got a great voice. You both have great voices.
I'm the Ralph Tresvant of the band.
I don't know what that reference is.
Of course you don't.
Is it Boys to Men?
Close.
Who is it?
New Edition, bro.
Oh, okay. Calm down. Jeez Louise.
You didn't know, man. If you knew, I wouldn't be so fucking frazzled.
You guys, I saw a billboard for a new Spider-Man movie with Dakota Johnson. I want to know what the Spider-Verse... I want to know what the what the superhero fans in the posse think about this? Are you excited? Your thoughts?
Wow, Dakota Johnson's pretty. She's so beautiful.
She's beautiful, huh? I really do think she's so beautiful. And she's so
real pretty.
I do think she's a movie star. She's very charming.
Oh, yeah.
She's dating my boyfriend.
Took down Ellen.
She's dating my boyfriend, Chris Martin. But that's not the question. The question is, what are you two superhero lovers?
Wait, you said what about what? She took, she did what?
I said she's dating my boyfriend,
not
Chris
you.
Martin.
Joelle, what did you say?
All I said is that she's very pretty.
And what did you say after that?
She doesn't want to repeat it. Something about Ellen. All right, talk about...
Oh, she single-handedly took down Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows. They saw it. It's fine.
That
it's
happened.
Secret. I don't really know what that story is, but I'm not interested. Tell me about your thoughts on this new movie. Are you excited? Donald, are you bringing the kids in the in your communities of superhero fans? Is everyone geeked? What's happening?
You know,
there's
I'm
a lot of silence here, Daniel.
I'm going to be honest with you.
We only want the fans only want honesty, Donald.
And
want
I will
lies.
Only give you honesty. I don't know much about Madam Web. I am excited to see all of these interesting outfits because they're definitely opening up the Spider-Verse more with these characters.
Look at Joelle's face.
Dying,
Joelle, why are you censoring yourself?
Okay, well,
you don't
want to
upset
you know,
Sony. Sony wants you to be honest.
Okay, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating to be a woman who likes superheroes and then female-led superheroes movies come out and you're like, what is happening and why? Here's my biggest issue. Madam Web in the comics is a old cranky bitch and she's awesome. And they were like, what if we made her young and sexy? I'm not interested. Not interested in a young, sexy Madam Web. She's supposed to be old, supposed to see everything. She's like... literally lives in another dimension. Like there's
she's
so kind
of what Loki is at the end of Loki. She's kind of that, you know what I mean?
And I think if Helen Mirren is down to do Fast and Furious movies, there's no reason you could have called Helen Mirren and been like, hey, you want to play this really weird one-off character? And she would have been about it. And I really feel like audiences still would have been about it. The Sony universe is confusing to me. I don't understand it. I want to love it. I'm not here for it. I just don't.
Wow. You can understand, I guess, a studio executive going, yeah, but what if she's hot and sexy like Dakota Johnson?
I think that's their answer to everything,
and it isn't working. I think that's where some of it's failing, you know what I mean? As far as, I can't say this about Disney yet, but as far as Sony goes when it comes to Spider-Man, they've missed every time. Even Venom. I like Venom, but when it comes to the Spider-Man movies... it's not up there with all of the rest of them. You know what I mean? It's actually toward the... But this is just my opinion. No disrespect.
Well, you love the animated versions. I'm clear you like Phil and Chris's work.
That shit's fire. I think that's the top of the list right there when it comes to Spider-Man. Gee. But it's really interesting. Like, if you're going to... And also, if you're gonna make the Phil and Chris Spider-Man, why not stick to that and, you know, connect everything... You know, just like the Disney verse has kind of done it. The Disney Marvel verse kind of has done it. Like all of these things don't make sense. And, you know, there's kind of a tag here and kind of a tag there. And then they pull it out. And it's just been it's a mess is what it is. As they say, Mandy Patinkin said in Wish I Was Here. It's a mess, Aiden. Right. Is that what he said?
I'm sure he probably said something like that. I'm impressed that you remembered a quote from Wish I Was Here, and also you remembered my character named Aiden. Thank you, Donald. Can you explain to me, Joelle, our resident pop culture expert, why does Sony have the rights to Spider-Man and not why is it not with Marvel?
Sure. Okay. So before Marvel became a studio, they licensed a lot of their properties, particularly in the 90s. The comic book industry had a boom and then a bust. So when they went bust, a lot of the comic book companies were like, we'll sell off our IP so people can make movies out of it.
Before, did they have Blade originally too?
They did.
Or was that New Line?
I thought it was Sony, but it might have been New Line. I cannot remember which production company managed that. Okay.
That's the point. Everybody was fucking grabbing what they could. I'm sorry.
So basically, that's why Marvel started with Iron Man, a superhero almost nobody knew about. It's one they still had the IP to. And then a few years later, there's a great saga of when Kevin Feige went and saw, oh gosh, what's the lady at Sony who's the head? Amy Pascal?
Amy Pascal. I just saw her today, actually.
Yeah, apparently sandwiches were thrown. There was like a big fight. They were like, hey, we really need to get in on Spider-Man. And they were like, you pry it from our cold, dead hands. But eventually peace was made. And now Marvel and Sony work on the Spider-Man movies together, but not the Spider-Woman movies.
All right, but my question is this. I read something online that could be totally nonsense. Mm-hmm. That if Sony doesn't put out a Spider-Man every so often, they lose the rights. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I can probably look them up, the specific terms and agreements to it, but they do have to continually release stuff or it reverts back to Marvel.
That's a sick deal. But I mean, for Marvel, because they're saying like, unless you put it out every X amount of years, it's going to be taken away from you. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's for better or for worse in terms of the movie quality when you have a gun to your head being like, put out a movie, but it's a good deal for Marvel, I imagine.
I would just consistently call Disney and be like, let's put out another one. Hmm. Let's put out another one.
Wait, or what do you mean? You lost Phil me. Chris. What do you mean? Wait, no, because you confused me because you said Disney. What do you mean?
If I were one? Sony, because Sony and Disney put those movies out together. That Spider-Man that we watch is a Sony and Disney product.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Sony just had it themselves.
No. I would consistently call. And they've already bought in Andrew. They bought in Toby. I would consistently be like, look, we started, and I would call Phil and Chris, we started something with the Spider-Verse situation. Let's freaking attack it hardcore. You know what I mean? If you want to introduce Madam Web and the rest of these characters, introduce them through that story. You know what I mean? If you want to introduce Venom, the symbiont and all of that stuff, I know you had it before, but introduce them now with that story going on. And because there's just so much Spider-Man now, and, you know, it's not interesting if it doesn't all connect. What am I going to see?
Well, Madam Web is its own separate thing, right? Or does it all connect?
It's supposed to connect.
It's the comic books, I guess. There's another big movie coming out that I know nothing about. I did see the trailer called Argyle. That's coming out very soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you've heard about that.
Oh, looks fun.
I want to see the new Ghostbusters. I'm going to be honest with you.
That looks fun.
That also looks cute.
Did you see the other one? The other young person?
I did.
One?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did. You know, I'm a huge fan of Paul Rudd. He and I go back.
Oh, were you guys in a movie
like
together?
We're like Han and Lando.
I don't know anything about that. Have you guys worked together before?
A long time ago.
Why do you look so melancholic all of a sudden? You're pondering your past.
I'm just turning 50 this year. And so when I think about how long ago that was.
You look beautiful.
It was a long time ago.
Your skin is like, I saw Taye Diggs, by the way.
Oh my God. Speaking of good skin.
I ran into Taye Diggs and he said, how you doing? And I said, I'm great. We always talk about how beautiful you are.
What did he say when you said that about how we talk about him?
He smiled and gave me a hip hop hug.
He gave you a hip hop hug as only Taye Diggs could.
Yeah. We got a solid hip hop hug in.
Taye Diggs got a straight up rap name. Taye Diggs.
That is a rap name.
Taye Diggs. I found this backpack, you guys. We were going to make, for a second, we were considering making fake doctors, real friends backpacks. And so we got a one off. And Joelle, I feel like we should find the right fan to give this to because it's kind of amazing and it's one of a kind. Man.
I really like, I think, okay, yeah, I have a copy of this backpack. So great. It's great. It's so beautiful.
Look at this.
You don't think we should just throw that up in the merch store? That'd be kind of fly, actually.
I don't know why we never made this. Audience, to describe it to you, it's a black backpack, and then our faces are on the front pocket, the picture that's our icon from our thumbnail.
You can zip our faces open.
Yeah, you can zip our faces open. And then here's the best part, you guys. Because this was a, what do you call it? A product demo? What do you call
prototype?
That? A prototype. They made two different kinds of straps. This one has the eagling on it, and this one has our heads on it. I prefer this one.
I like them both. That's kind of dope.
Oh, you like that it's both different, Donald?
Absolutely.
This thing is kind of fly. I mean, obviously, I can't wear it because that would be so ridiculous. But
we've put out a really specific challenge to our fans to be like, hey, tell us, you know, which episode of season 9 rocks your world and why, and maybe best answer wins backpack at the end of season 9.
And Joelle, find out why we didn't make this. It's so ridiculous. Okay. Maybe the price point was too expensive and it was stupid, but it's pretty amazing.
It's a really great backpack.
It's a good backpack.
Look at how when the pocket doesn't align, our faces are messed up.
Look. Is the backpack sturdy? Is it sturdy?
It's a good backpack.
Or is it the type of backpack that goes in a freaking frame?
No, this is like high quality. I mean, I imagine that's probably why we didn't make it. Maybe the price point had to be too much money or something, because it's not a piece of shit. It's a good backpack.
That's
I don't know. Joelle, were you looking at that? Because I was cleaning up my house and I found this and I just started laughing. And I definitely think someone should win this as a prize.
Dope. Let's do it.
Or should we get in the episode? Donald, count us in, baby girl.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know.
Very funny episode. By the way, Donald, we should discipline Daniel because he actually really is fucked up today.
And we're going to put this in the podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to say it.
Last
week, what happened was Donald and I, right off the bat, started talking in an R-rated way.
No. We should have saved it for this week, first of all. And you started talking about it in an R-rated way when you said something about tickling. Okay, that's all I need to say.
Listen, all that happened.
How do I tantalize the audience? Right. I want to tickle.
Tantalize was actually the word I was looking for, and I just couldn't think of it. Thank you for reminding me of the word tantalize.
That's a good one.
Anyway, not that this podcast doesn't get R-rated all the time, but because we were so right off the bat, we said, Joelle, maybe just put up a slight warning in case kids, you know, parents turn it on and they're right away into talking about waxing taints. And Joelle recorded it. It was all good. Podcast goes up. Daniel, think about how many children you scarred today by not putting that warning on.
And I do apologize. Man. It was my fault.
Mommy, what is nearing the taint?
Mommy, what does nearing a taint mean? Daniel, apologize to the moms who had to explain taints to their children.
Apologize.
To the moms.
Not just that.
Okay. To whom am I apologizing fully?
I thought it was funny, to be honest with you.
That shit was hilarious. I thought the chain was hilarious this morning, too. Oh, the chain
was
hilarious.
The chain was fucking hilarious.
Our chain is always fire. The funniest thing was that now we've added Casey. We have this text chain audience so we can like give notes and talk to each other. It used to be just the four of us. But now we added my assistant, Mark, and Donald's wife, Casey, who often is his assistant. And the shit's funny. The dialogue that happens in that text chain is funny.
The best part
was like when Casey weighs in because she doesn't know the context. I'd be like,
what is this episode about, y'all?
Yeah. I'll be like, Joelle, do you think we should cut X, Y, or Z? And like it's something crazy like dirty or something. And Casey's like, what are y'all talking about? By the way, did you see Casey's cameo in this episode?
No.
You missed your own wife. Casey has a background cross. I wrote it down.
What?
No. Oh, I got to go back.
You're going to have to go back and look, bro. I wrote it down.
Well can I close the loop on this then?
One second. 10 minutes. Okay. Wait, Daniel? Audience, if you want to write it down, 10 minutes.
You don't have to apologize, Daniel.
No, I want his apology. 10 minutes and 18 seconds in, Casey Cobb is in the background. If you want to see what she looks like in the Bahamas many years ago. Go ahead, Daniel.
To both of you, to Joelle, to the parents kids and the kids, I apologize for leaving you hanging, for forgetting something, and skirting my responsibility to this podcast to be the best editor possible. So for that, I apologize.
You are the best editor possible.
Thank you, Daniel.
That is for that
you're
is
great. For you're sure. great. You're great.
You are
I just,
great.
I was just worried about the children, Daniel.
I get it. Of course.
Because you know, fake doctors, real friends is for the kids.
Yeah.
As much as Wu-Tang forever.
I know that most parents who listen to this show know that they shouldn't. Well, it's up to them. But that this content here is explicit. But I only felt concerned because we went right in. Like there was no lube.
We went straight cock and balls right away.
Oh my God.
So Joelle, we're going to need to record another one for this episode.
It becomes a full-time thing where Joelle has to give warning.
Just going to plop it on the front of all of them.
It's a new unique warning.
I never even got to hear your warning because the version I heard, Daniel forgot to put it on. Joelle, do you want to recreate your warning for us?
You know, something like, "Hey guys, it's producer Joelle here. I just want to let you know we start the show off pretty rough. We get a little wild in here. So if you want to skip that, you can just go straight to the 15-minute mark. We'll have cleared the craziness at that point.
15 minutes
of just
but we got into colonics. We got into anal bleaching. It was a lot. It was a lot. I personally found it all hilarious.
And informative.
And informative. We both said that at the same time. And informative. Although now I'm concerned because I got the Nair and one of y'all looked it up and said, "Don't put it on my
don't do it.
I don't want to hurt my balloon knot." No. You know,
audiences don't do it, and Zach definitely don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Maybe if I put some tape on my balloon knot and then just put it all around, so it, like a painter's tape, and it won't. It won't.
I just really hope that everybody understands what you mean by balloon knot.
I think they can put two and two together. My whale eye.
Not unless they have a balloon tied and can look directly at
what?
It.
Joelle, you don't think if I put painter's tape on my balloon knot and then nared around it, I'd be okay?
No, that's supposed to go anywhere near that area. I would not even use hair on my own leg.
Okay. Well, this episode's going to need another warning now, Joelle.
Okay. Do you remember your first time hearing balloon knot and how you were like, "Holy shit, that is the best description"?
I don't. What, do you remember who it was? I feel like it was
Marr.
Someone on the...
Jay Marr.
Yeah, it was Jay Marr. He was on Scrubs, and he's the one who said that. We were like saying funny words we've heard for the anus, and I think he won that day with balloon
he
knot.
Definitely won that day. Balloon knot.
It's certainly memorable.
I'll never forget it.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days, even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive?
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
Let's get into the show. Scrubs, very funny episode. It's the part two of the Bahamas. And the episode opens with Bill's dad, Bill Lawrence's father, whose name is Van, V-A-N, like Bill's character in the episode. And he's sitting with Kelso, and Kelso steals his Bahama Mamas.
The opening for this, the way that they do the recap was very, very funny to me. The opening of this show is a page of jokes, of notes, and how many jokes there were. Mm. It just go like it was ridiculously funny. Just the first before, but boom, boom. I can't do this. Nothing but joke, joke after joke after joke. All right, and it's all in recap as well. So let's get into it.
Tell us some of the ones that you laughed at. I laughed at the introduction of you seeing the mermaid.
Yes.
That was great.
Played by Shalina.
Played by Shalina.
Shalina, will remind you, was Sarah Chalk's stand-in, and she played the
mermaid.
The beautiful, mysterious mermaid.
JD calls Turk Black Woman.
Black Woman.
I laughed at that shit. I'm sorry.
So funny.
I'm sorry, my people. I'm sorry, my people. But that shit was funny. Black Woman. And then JD says, oh, look, a cute little eel. And then Turk says, no, I'm naked. And he goes, all right, that is you.
We made that up on the day, I remember. And that was very funny. That's that. I never thought that would make the episode. It's funny, ABC's weird standards. Like, you can't show Rob in a banana hammock, but we can describe your penis as an eel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have it say, I don't like the way it's looking at me.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm going to stand over here because I don't like the way it's looking at me. I laughed.
And then what do you say? You go, yep, it's got a mind of its own.
Yeah, it's got a mind of its own.
So your penis is sort of disconnected from your body and moving around like an eel and then giving me the stink eye.
Because it's got a mind of its own. In this case, it literally has a mind of its own.
It literally has a mind of its own. Yeah, that was very us in the water. I have so many funny stills of that with the tiki necklaces around our necks, like in my photo library of us. That just I have a funny memory of shooting this.
Yeah, I do. This is throughout my Facebook. Like when I go through Facebook, this always shows up. Not that I'm on Facebook all the time, but if I were to go to Facebook and somebody does have a picture of me, you and I, it's usually us posing.
Well, we look good. I think everyone got in shape for this because we all knew we were going to be shirtless.
This, you know, I would love to be that small again. That's like back in the day too. When I was like a 28 in the waist area.
No, you weren't a 28. You were a 28?
At one point I was.
I just bought these pants. Have you ever bought pants that were like your aspirational waist size?
I do that all the time.
I'm trying to manifest being a 30, so I bought 30s and I'm wearing them right now and I have to undo the top button because I'm not there yet.
I'm trying to get
back into a 32.
But I really
like the pants. Look at these pants. Wait, oh, this fucking camera.
Look like there were some stretch.
Yeah,
like,
at one point when I was doing Kick-Ass 2, I got all the way down to a 29.
Mm. Wow.
I'm usually a 32, but in this new diet, I was ordering pants and they didn't have a 32. So I said, self, I'm manifesting. I have a new waist size. It's 30. Because I really wanted
go
the pants.
Go for yours.
Hey, they're fine if I suck it in, but I'm going to a place where they're going to fit fine without sucking in. Are you going to join me on my 10,000 steps a day?
I'm going to get a little ring like yours and we're going to go on little hikes together. So
I would love that. I wonder how many of the audience members are actually going to take me up on my 10K steps a day challenge.
Let's get out there and do that shit. Let's put that shit out there and see who shows us.
Yeah, listen. Show up. No joke. I'm saying this quite seriously, audience. If you're listening and you need a partner to be accountable to, it's me. I'm doing 10,000 steps a day. Come hell or high water.
We should post a time that you and I are going to go do Runyon, even if I'm dying. Y'all going to have to bring water. Somebody going to have to bring water.
Why
get out there with
water?
The people. Get a drone to fly over with the camera.
Whoa.
And film us do the Runyon Canyon.
I don't
Daniel, do you know anybody that could do some shit like that? Let's do the Runyon. Let's get out there with the people. Yeah, the people that listen to the podcast. That would be fucking awesome. We do the stairs, or we could even do the freaking real deal Holyfield side. Where, you know, you got to go, where your life's on the line, if you slip, let's do that one.
All right, I love, this is very classic Donald. He goes, he throttles it before he's even started. Why don't you and I start together before we invite all of the audience to join us on a hike?
I support that.
Or we could just start right smack to the nuts. Yeah, sure, man. Let's go.
Let's do it. You know, I would like to hike with you. You know how to find me. I got to go on a hike after this. That's what's cool about it. Like, to be totally real for a second, is that I normally, like, we do this podcast and then I would not go exercise this late in the day after this is over. If it didn't happen in the morning, it wouldn't happen. But now, because I like, I'm committed to myself and I'm accountable to doing it, I got to go on a walk. I got to go on a hike to get those steps in. And that's what gets your ass moving. And it's good.
Where'd you get your ring? Did you go to Best Buy to get it?
No, you can buy it on the interwebs.
But what if I don't want to buy it on the interwebs? What if I want to get it right now? Could I get it at Best Buy?
I don't think he's talking about the Oura Ring, guys, which is a ring that measures your steps and your sleep and your heart rate. It's all of these things are like, yeah, you can buy it on the interwebs.
Best Buy has it right now.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to go get one right after this.
They do have it in stock. Nice. Mm-hmm.
What's cool about it is, too, is it tells you how well you slept, which I like.
Ooh.
It connects to your iPhone?
Yeah, there's an app. And then we're like doing an ad for them, Joelle. They should be our sponsor. But it connects to your phone, and then when you wake up in the morning, it like analyzes how many times you woke up, whether you went into REM sleep, and nice. It's really interesting. And it tells you like, hey, if you want the best night's sleep, you should go to bed around this time tonight. It's cool.
If you're trying to look it up, it's Oura.
Oura. Yeah. All right, let's get into the episode, my dude. Oh God. Sorry, it's contagious. It's contagious.
It's begun.
I really don't like my dude or my guy, so let's just say that's never going
to
happen.
The second
again.
We landed, the second we got to the Abacos.
Was that your impression of me? The second we got to the Abacos.
Like, it was the perfect pitch for a recap.
Yeah, I had my recap voice on.
That's what it was. It was like The Bachelor. Tonight on The Bachelor.
Cox sees us say, I love you to each other. He appears just as we turn, and I practice saying, I love you to Elliot, to you.
Mm-hmm. He pops out of the water. He says, that is about right, and you're naked. Some shit like that, right?
Yeah. The janitor is shaking down Ted to take one of his courses. We learn, it's been a long time, but we learn that the janitor, I guess, has a series of courses he provides in his garage.
In his garage.
Yeah. And it's not only that,
it's Brain Trust, Island Style.
Mm. Right. Without Doug, I don't know why they left accidentally behind. Yeah, but there must have been a reason that Johnny Castle didn't make it to the island, because that's weird that.
If Casey had a cross.
This is a Scrubs Wiki thing. This is the first episode in the entire series that plays completely outside of Sacred Heart's hospital, except for two short flashbacks with Doug not being invited to the wedding. That's a nice trivia. You know another interesting piece of trivia? There are no fantasies in this episode.
Oh.
Did you look at the invites at all?
Yes. One of the
MILF nurse.
MILF
nurse.
And I
there
believe
was a dude. There was a dude all the way in the back in the window. You know where the door is, where it's closed, and there's a window there.
Yeah.
In the door, holding up his sign. I couldn't make out what his
Scrubs
said.
Wiki says that one says "Stand in Doctor."
Stand in Doctor. I got that one also,
which is very meta. That's funny. Because he was a stand-in, probably.
Nurse Papson.
Okay, so Ted accidentally puts ranch on his face. He means to put sunblock on his face.
Well, do you want to talk about how he steps out into the sun first to live a little?
Is that before that? Sorry if I lost track.
That's after.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's after, really? Yeah.
It's after.
I think they're setting up the fact, reminding the audience that Ted needs sunblock so badly. He's covered in it, but he messed up, and he puts ranch all over his face. And Todd eats the ranch off of Ted's face. Do you think that Rob really did that? It happens in a cut. I wonder if you think that Rob really put celery on Sam's face and ate it off. Probably.
That I do not know.
Would you do that?
I mean, for the work, for the job, yeah. If it's funny. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, like,
if it was my face, would you say,
dude, make sure your face is clean? Dude, you tongue kissed somebody on television for comedy, for laughs, bro. If it's funny, let's go.
I think tongue kiss is different than wiping ranch off someone's face with celery and eating it.
Is it?
All right, you're equating the two? Like, all right, what would you rather? Fake tongue kiss Judy Reyes or eat ranch dressing off someone's face with celery?
Depends on whose face it is.
So you're saying if it was Rihanna, you'd choose that?
Joelle's furiously nodding.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I don't think eating Rihanna celery face is as enjoyable as fake kissing Judy Reyes.
I don't think you know what you're talking about right now.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
You honor me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now this is the second international meeting of the Brain Trust.
Yes.
The first one, did he say it was in Nicaragua?
I think it was another time he almost got married. Is that what he says?
Yeah, and he almost got married. He was saying, guys, help, pretty much.
Yeah, I missed that. But it was something related to the other international time was the time he almost got married in Nicaragua.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Now, there's a guy named Ira, who I'm assuming was a local, because Ira gets a lot of screen time making these guys do shots.
Shots. Drink.
Right.
Drink, damn it.
Yeah.
He's a natural leader. Drink!
Also, the guy who was the bartender who was constantly serving Kelso Bahama Mamas was the actual bartender at that bar. He was like, had been there forever. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill tried to get a couple of people to play themselves.
I had a lot of conch, fried conch.
Oh, you switched to conch from... Oh, no, you sang with conch instead of conch.
No, we go conch.
Okay. You prefer conch.
That's what I called it.
I wonder if there's an actual correct pronunciation.
I believe last week Joel said it's conch, which we learned from SpongeBob.
Yeah. Well, it's, but that's SpongeBob. Although I do think some people, when describing it as a food, will say, like, will shorten it, but there's definitely an conch with an H at the end.
Mm-hmm. Come on, some of that conch. Sounds right. Weird.
Yeah, you love conch. So JD dives onto the bed and says, "Seagull."
Yes.
And he's trying to turn Elliot's pissed because JD, I mean, this storyline's a little silly, but JD hasn't said, "I love you" in the right way. So she's mad. She's pouting. She's also pouting because he said something quite obnoxious. You're acting like she's crazy.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Which very nobody dismissive.
Likes to hear. Yeah. Nobody likes to hear that. But then this is very.
He shows her a video of the two of them, of us Turk. Two. And he's like, look how firm Turk looks.
Look how firm Turk looks. I mean, this guy is hanging on to his Kinsey scale by his fingernails. Now, Donald, there's two moments where they're shot on video, like home video. And I couldn't help but think, was it too much of a pain in the ass to get the whole camera crew over there? And so Bill came up with this convention that it's home video because we've never used home video footage before. I mean, granted, we are on vacation, but it happens twice. One at this sort of beach that appears only at certain times of the tide. That's where you and I get the camera stolen by the redheaded.
I feel like we shot that in Miami.
Really?
Well, look at my swim trunks.
Well, I can't right now.
Okay, so in the shot, I have the swim trunks on that we get paparazzi'd in Miami in the same swim trunks, if I'm correct. And if you remember, Bill met us in Miami.
I think you just stole the swim trunks from production because I don't think we shot anything.
No, those are my swim trunks. I swear those are mine. All right.
Well, I don't recall that. But I do remember that the other time it happens is when the janitor lugs me up to the top of the lighthouse.
And that was when you guys went on that trip to go do that, though. Remember you, Bill?
Right. But it's way easier to bring me, Neil, and Bill in a video camera. Yep. To the lighthouse, then bring the whole crew up to the top of the lighthouse. So I'm just remembering a little bit cloudily that maybe because of time and just logistics, those two moments were just taken.
I really do believe that was in Miami, and I really do believe it was also, if not that, it was the same day that you guys went to the lighthouse and we were at a different beach or whatever it was. Well, I think that's what it was. That was maybe. It was that, yeah.
But I think the Abacos does have this thing where there's like beaches that appear only at certain tides. And it's really cool. You take a boat out there and you're like on a beach in the middle of the ocean. And then you better be prepared because at a certain time that's just gone.
Here it comes.
And I thought we actually went to one, but I don't remember.
I think we did. And I think I'm just confusing it with us being in
Miami.
I think this was something where Bill was like, yo, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't think the crew came with us.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, the use of the camcorder, I wonder if it's related to just, like, ease and logistics because it was hard to shoot down there, and maybe it was just like, we're out of fucking time. It's a camcorder, man. Because it kind of makes no sense why the janitor is shooting that lighthouse moment with a camcorder.
Or maybe no permit?
No, they were very, you know, this was, like, in collaboration with the tourism board down there. They were very, very permissive.
Kelso sleeps at the bar.
Kelso falls asleep at the bar. Kelso really is leaning into being an alcoholic on this episode.
Yeah. Lady got to let her man be her man when she takes you. That was funny. You were like, you're all right with this? Got to let my man be his man. And she goes, okay, have fun. Be back. And shut up. tells her to shut up.
Yeah, he's a lot. But wait, I think you might be going too fast.
That's going back before we go to the... That's before you go to the lighthouse and everything like that.
All the couples are talking about, so we're not going to talk about yesterday. All the couples are fighting.
Yeah.
She's Cox is sick of pretending that they don't like each other. He's over it. Carla always says this has to be a quickie. And
no, but Turk is, I get Carla's, I relate to this whole story.
I know, man. I thought of you. This whole Carla and Turk story is your life. Mm-hmm. Because you say, baby, we both know my longies aren't that long. But it really related to, it really, you know, you and Casey have spoken openly about this on the podcast. And I felt like there was a lot of overlap between you and Carla and you and Casey.
I disagree. This is before Casey and I were even talking about marriage.
All right, well then it has become an aspect of your life. Negotiating.
I think it becomes an aspect of most married couples' lives in some way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
can't comment on that.
Let's get them back on.
The sex therapist?
Follow up. That's the theme song. We don't do theme songs anymore. We used to have some really good theme songs. Woodward, do you remember them? Casey, come down here. There was that one. And Joel Monique is down to get down.
Okay.
And what was the other one?
No matter. What's the lyric?
We got a caller.
He gave us a holler.
Yeah, that guy was good. He wrote a bop. A couple bops.
We had a lot of segments.
Are you asking for more segments back, Donald? Do you want to go back to callers?
No, I just remember the songs. They were great songs. We had good songs.
No, I just remember the songs.
You should do another recap rap. That was fun.
Remember the recap raps?
That was fun.
That was early on.
You did some good ones.
Mm-hmm. We could go back to that.
You're not going to do that work anymore. That was when you were young.
Oh, for real, dog? Check me out, son.
Drop it.
Hey, yo. My lyrics drop me. I copy. Never. I come through with the pen and they be sloppy. My lyrics. It's too much.
Okay. Carla says, on behalf of all women, I want to thank you for equating sex with love. We think it's awesome when you do that.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Turk is equating sex with love in this moment.
Don't we all do that, though?
I think it's a trope to a certain extent, but, you know.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really believe that Turk is equating sex to love. I think he's usually using it as a weapon to try and trick his wife into, or guilt his wife into wanting to have sex with him. Mm. But I don't think he honestly believes she doesn't love him because she's not fucking him. He's
right.
You know,
he's manipulating her.
He's trying to manipulate her, and she flips it on him because she's sensitive. She's pregnant. She has a baby in her. She just had a baby. Her hormones are all fucked up. He's not taking that into, you know, he's not putting that into the equation. His math is all fucked up. You know what I mean? Be patient. She's going to give you the ass eventually. She's, you know, just, you just gotta wait. You know what I mean? Mm. I get it, man. I can relate, Turk. Christopher Duncan Turk, I can relate. Although I played you on television, in real life, this is me too.
Are your longies not that longy?
My longies are longies as fuck, dude. Sometimes my longies are so long that my wife is like, look,
I gotta wake up.
Yeah, dude, come on now. Look, the sun's coming.
You hear the birds.
Yeah, dude, for real, man. Like, I love.
But why
don't
you? Why do you? Why if your wife wants a quickie, do you try and make it a longie?
No, I'm not malicious, but listen. If my wife wants a quickie, then I don't want. Look, that's the. I'm gonna be honest with you. If my wife wants a quickie, I don't necessarily want to have sex, but I'll take the quickie. But you know what I mean, like,
right.
You know,
does she ever say you're turning this quickie into a longie?
That's been said a few times, yes. you said this was going to be a quickie. It's now turning
like a longie. You should teach Casey the terms quickie and longie.
Yeah.
All right, Bill Lawrence, everyone, making his acting debut.
As Van.
I don't know that Bill has ever acted in a primetime TV show before this. As Van, the mysterious man. Now, Todd knows Van because his fellow med students on the island used to practice all of the rectal exams on Van.
In the corner.
Van says, they're in a bar, and Van, a.k.a. Bill, says, did a couple of them right here in this very bar.
With you.
With you.
By the way, Todd, who we know is fluid sexually, really leaning gay in this episode, I believe.
Hardcore.
There's several romantic moments with Cabot.
I think he and Cabot fuck. I think he and Gavin fucked.
Yeah, because at the end, there's like two different cuts to them staring into each other's eyes.
Yeah, like it's not only did we fuck before, we're going to fuck again.
Yeah, the wedding makes them all riled up.
Yeah. I mean, what wedding doesn't make someone riled up? At a wedding.
Yeah, people feel
there's
romance.
A party, there's drinking, there's it's romance.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be in charge of all of that shit. Somebody's doing it for you.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, I've been to weddings where you don't have a partner and there's so much romance in the air and you just feel like kicking rocks.
I wish there were more weddings right about now and I was invited with my wife. That would be a lot of fun just to get out.
You like weddings?
I like weddings when they're real. Like, ain't nothing like going to a wedding and being like, oh, boy.
Oh, when the love's not real?
Yeah, when you get there and that shit's like,
Got it.
I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where I was like, oh, I mean, I've been that way because I didn't really want to be at the wedding, but not like,
guess what? If you were that way because you didn't want to be at the wedding, guess what? The wedding probably wasn't popping. Hmm. You know what sounds interesting to me? The Indian wedding? That sounds fucking awesome to me. It was like days and days of wedding. That sounds awesome.
So many outfit changes. Yeah, lots of outfit changes. Ceremony's beautiful and so romantic. Totally.
It's like days.
I think if I ever got married, I would want to just do something small with a group of people I that were super close to me and you know, maybe go somewhere, but I definitely don't want like a tent and a dance floor. I just don't.
We did that at your house for my wedding, and that shit was fire.
Yeah, but your wedding was different in lots of ways.
Because it was real.
Because the love was real.
Right.
By the way, I'm not mocking anyone who's into what I just said. I'm just saying for me personally, it's not what I would envision.
Yeah.
But I know that a lot of people are dying to have that.
I'm a big fan of small weddings. Full support.
Yeah, you had one, right, Dan? Mm-hmm. You didn't even invite your friends on fake doctors.
Invite us. You know, we work with you and shit. We started working with you during one of the hardest times. I know.
And
Dan,
you could have done
lives.
What the janitor did and just like invited us 2 days before. We definitely would not have come, and you could have gotten presents from us.
But no, you went ahead.
I think
and
I still gave you a wedding gift, even
you
though
did.
I wasn't.
It was very sweet of you.
What the fuck's wrong with me? Why did I give you a present and I wasn't invited? I remember my assistant was like, you got to get Daniel a wedding present. And I was like, you're right. I should. And then I did.
That's very sweet.
And now that we're talking about it, I'm like, I want that back.
Why did I do
that?
Yeah. Send me those Louis Vuitton plates back.
Send them plates back, please. You didn't give me Louis Vuitton.
No, I didn't know that was a thing until our last episode.
Did you find out what the plates were?
Yeah, did you find out if they're
Louis Vuitton? I think it was William Sonoma. I don't know where she is. Hold on. Let me see where she is.
How could you run us down
You took us out a whole Louis Vuitton.
A whole like segment of the show. And he's like, oh, wait, that was wrong. Oh, God. He just wants to get his wife on the show.
Oh, he misses her.
Zach, I love you.
Yeah, this is how in love Donald is, you guys. When he has to do a podcast for an hour and a half, he misses his wife.
We get to play the song, Daniel. Play that shit. Here we go.
Casey, come down here. I don't know nothing about raising these fools. So tell me what to do. I don't know nothing about raising these kids. And that's what it is.
You said you shouldn't have come home?
Kidding.
That hurts a little. You showered and everything already?
See, that's how in love he is. She's like,
I came
give
up
me
here
some
and
space.
Helped you log on to your thing.
Yeah.
That's right, you did. See?
Remember?
Stoned. To the bone.
You didn't remember
Hi,
guys. That
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
He didn't remember that you helped him log in?
I guess not.
Because of the weed.
You really didn't remember that? That's
what?
Problematic.
What?
That I helped you log in to your podcast.
No, I did remember, babe. I'm fucking, come
oh,
on.
Oh, he's there. Kidding, he says.
No, he's not kidding.
No, he's not.
He didn't remember.
He's kidding a little bit. I had to be reminded. That's all.
Oh
I just
God.
Had to be reminded.
Kids, weed, not even once. This dude can't remember that Casey helped him log in to the podcast. Oh my God. Dun, 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 dun. Casey, Donald seems that we need to ask you something. Donald says that you guys were given ridiculously expensive china for your wedding and initially claimed it was Louis Vuitton.
No.
China.
What were they?
What brand was it?
It was like Versace. Versace.
Oh,
Versace. Oh. That's fancy.
That's also nice.
That's
well,
it
ain't no Louis Vuitton.
Oh yeah. Well, we were so curious, so we looked it up, and they're like they were extraordinarily expensive, and so we were like, really, Donald? But maybe I'm sure Versace plates are expensive.
Yeah, they were
Versace plates are expensive too.
Kind of expensive. They were very expensive.
They were so expensive that we didn't get the full thing.
Yeah, we did. She got us.
We had to go and buy it ourselves.
No, she really? Got us everything.
Oh, I mean, we
wait. What a lame present. Someone gives you-
actually
no. She
bought us.
Yeah, she bought everything.
Everything that was missing. You're right. You're right. See
now, Casey, why did you put something so expensive on your registry? Do you feel guilty being like Versace plates?
I didn't think anybody would buy it.
There you go.
That's what Donald said.
And if not
said.
Now, when?
We should have went for the Louis Vuitton. Exactly.
I should have gone to Louis Vuitton.
We should have went for the Louis Vuitton.
No, the thing the
we
thing
should
is,
have another wedding. We
no,
should,
I'm going to okay. tell you, you know what? Everybody threw me all these pre-wedding showers. And then I get with then the
bridal showers.
The bridal shower and all this stuff. And in this company, I'm going to give them a shout out, Casa de Perrin. And they would have all the place settings in this beautiful china with flowers and butterflies and all this amazing stuff that you would never think, oh, I want that. And they would put it together so beautifully. And so when we registered, I was like, I want that stuff. I want something that looks like that. Flowers and butterflies and all kinds of stuff. It's so beautiful.
Oh, we see it. Versace.
Well, this looks like that. Yeah.
This isn't nearly as expensive.
But we haven't used it. It's never been opened.
It's very pretty.
It's gorgeous.
We also haven't bought our wedding photos
yet. I like
yet
these
either.
Actually. No, Casey, I think I'm looking at what you have. Is this something you've ever eaten off of?
No, it's still in the boxes.
It's in the boxes.
We haven't even bought our I just said we haven't
ate
even,
off of it, didn't we? One time we ate off of it. That's not true.
I've never eaten off of it.
Yes, you have.
I don't know.
I think that's funny. I wonder if audience members listening who have expensive china they got for their wedding, if they ever use it. Because well, said this all started with me telling Donald that my mom had beautiful china she had inherited from her mom or handed down from her mom at the time. And it was just on display. Like it was like we didn't touch it.
Well, you want to know why? Because what? You invite people over to eat and they ruin everything. They don't take care of anything. So
what's
it's like,
point?
You know.
What's the point?
You save it. What is the point? That's exactly.
Funny. I know.
I'll tell you what the point is. The point is to be like, yo, I got that shit. And then 20 years from now when it's worth more and you're on that, what's that show? Pawn, whatever that show is,
Pawn
where you
Stars.
Take the thing
Pawn
to
Stars?
the guy and he looks at it with the little
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh,
this
he's talking about,
is
he's
worth.
Talking about
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, Antiques Roadshow. Antiques Roadshow.
I'm pretty sure ours is never going to be worth anything.
It's Versace.
I don't know if there's a lot of money to be made in the plate resale market.
So there's not a lot of money to be made in the plate resale market.
You don't know that. You don't know.
You know what?
Ming Dynasty. Ming Dynasty plate. If you got plates from the Ming Dynasty, you doing your
we'll
thing.
We'll use it. You know what? Maybe we'll
if you
use
got
it.
Got plates
we
from fair. The Ming Dynasty. You're doing
we
your thing.
We need a dining table to use it.
All right, we got to get back to the show,
okay,
Casey.
Bye.
We love you. We love you.
Bye, Casey.
Zach, I love you. Zach, I love you.
What a gift.
You did good. You married well. I need to go down to Waco and find a wife.
Sometimes I'll be doing okay with my freaking decisions, man.
You definitely married well. She has a lot of patience for you.
Sometimes my decision-making be like top notch.
I feel like many girlfriends that I've had in the past, if I said I haven't seen you when they had just helped me log on to the computer, would have been less frustrated than she was with you.
Sure. But you know, I did better than you when it comes to picking my lady.
Why are you
gonna
rub it in as I sat here alone looking at a pillow girlfriend I've made in my bed?
But you get to have sex with that pillow as much as you want.
Yes. Yeah. The pillow does not mind longies.
Oh,
that's for sure.
No, the pillow's like, give it to me.
The pillow has no interest in a quickie.
Oh, my God.
The pillow's like, this shit better take hours.
Yeah. The pillow's like, I'm lying here all day anyway. Make it a longie.
Oh, my word.
Let's take a break.
All right. On that note, we'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. Okay, back to the show. So Van is going to marry them.
Yes.
And JD's all worked up because he says this isn't a real wedding. It's a crazy cleaning person scam for presents, which is pretty accurate.
Right, but it is a real wedding too now because Elliot has convinced Lady that she needs to have a ceremony.
Yes.
No, now that's the question. Do the janitor and Lady have the certificate? Or they're just going to do a ceremony. If there's a certificate involved, then they're married. You know,
I don't
what
know,
I mean?
They should the wedding be married. Really, the wedding, there must be a certificate because the wedding doesn't really, nothing really happens at the wedding that's supposed to happen because Van doesn't make any sense because he's just basically a human cadaver for rectal exams. So he's not really a great minister.
No, far from it, actually.
Although
I do like the idea of the bride and groom sitting down.
That was funny.
That was nice.
We've decided since it's our wedding, we're going to sit and you guys
stand. Yeah, and you guys stand. It's hot!
All right, so reminding the audience that at 10:18, Casey has her cameo. Then this is when Ted is burned in seconds by the sun because he has the courage from the peer pressure to go out in the actual sun with no sunblock on and he's burned.
Within seconds.
Then the janitor tapes fish to JD's hands and
CG birds.
CG birds, not too shabby for not whatever bad. Year was.
Not bad for 1985.
No, what year was it, Joel? I have it right here in front of me because I was on Scrubs Wiki. Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Let's see. This aired on April 15th, 2009.
Hmm.
Not bad. CG Birds for 2009.
Okay.
Then I come back and Elliot has to shower because she has touched Lady's hair. And we learned
that Lady was a redhead.
Lady was a redhead. And we know that Elliot has issues with redheads. So she has to run and wash herself. JD comes in covered with poo and says, "A hungry seabird pooed on my shirt."
She tells him to go change it. Turk sees the mermaid.
Yeah, and he tries to talk a la Splash, the movie Splash.
Donald, will you do a dolphin talk?
For those of you who are old enough to remember the movie Splash, which I believe was Tom Hanks' big break,
Bachelor Party had come out already before that.
Will you look at that filmography real quick? I just heard Tom Hanks.
And I think Bosom Buddy was before that also.
Oh, you're probably right. Bosom Buddy was. You're right. I gotta say that Rick Rubin has a really great podcast now. Oh, yeah. And he had Tom Hanks on, I believe, as his first guest. And it was great. Really, really highly recommend. It's like over 2 hours long. Conversation. I recommend it. Anyway, he was talking about Splash and how no one wanted to make it. It's that classic story you hear over and over again. No one wanted to make Splash and no one believed in it. And then it became this ginormous success. And it was very early on in Tom Hanks's career. But you're right. His big break was probably the TV show Bosom Buddies.
Mm-hmm. But Splash and Bachelor Party came out in the same year. So those were his.
Wow.
He had a big year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, he had a couple of big years. That's the first level up. The second level up was big. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That was when he went from, oh, the guy in Bachelor Party and Splash to, yo, this dude's now nominated for an Academy Award.
Bachelor Party was crazy.
Dude, there were nipples the size of quarters. That's all I remember about Splash.
Do you remember that they had a donkey that did like Quaaludes at the Bachelor Party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. You guys remember that movie?
I've never seen this movie.
It was never in theaters. It was only on cable and stuff like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of those movies.
That can't be true. Joel, Google.
Look it up.
Please. Also, wait. Wasn't there a scene, Donald, where someone puts their penis in a popcorn thing in the movie theater and covers it with popcorn, and when the woman goes to grab the popcorn, she touches a penis?
That's the classic.
Is that where that comes from?
Cut a hole in the bottom of
Isn't
the...
Isn't that in Bachelor Party?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. It probably is.
Ugh.
That movie was so dirty and wrong. And it's just so funny that it launched like...
But it was the Bachelor Party. You've been to Bachelor Parties, dude. I've gone with you to Bachelor Parties,
I've never seen a donkey doing Quaaludes.
You've seen quite a bit at a Bachelor Party, though. Bachelorette parties, you've seen quite a bit. These are things that movies are made of. There's the Hangover. That shit could happen.
That shit could happen. What's that from? Oh, Hollywood Shuffle? Was that Hollywood Shuffle?
That shit I believed in that shit. That shit could have happened. That shit could happen.
What is that? What were they reviewing a movie?
They're reviewing like Indiana Jones. And at the end of it, he's like, that's the one that they disagree on. But he's like, nah, man. He said he believed in that. He liked that shit. I thought that shit was bullshit. And then they get the last one, the finger. But the one that they really loved was Where's My Bitches?
That shit could happen. That's what he says, that shit could happen?
Yeah. I'm going to fuck you up after the clip. After the
If you haven't seen Hollywood Shuffle, audience, do yourself a favor.
So good. In the Criterion Collection now.
It is?
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. Get out of here. Wow,
it deserves to be. That was a classic.
One of my favorite movies of all time. The opening for that movie alone. Tommy! Him in the bathroom rehearsing his audition.
I would actually love to watch the Criterion version of that and hear you know, commentary.
Yeah, Bachelor Party did get a theatrical release. It made $38,435 and...
Oh, so nothing?
Well, I'm sorry. How much money did it make?
Joel, you're kind of contradicting yourself. It technically got a release, but it only made $38,000.
Yeah, 38,400.
That means one theater showed it in Iowa. One theater?
I missed a comma. $38,435,927.
Okay. Oh, so it was a hit.
Yes. And a $4 million opening weekend in 1984 money. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Sorry.
It's a big difference.
$38,000.
So for a moment it was exactly what Donald said, and then it became the total opposite of what Donald said.
Cover the cost of the cameras for one day.
All right. Back to the show. Van hits on Lady during the ceremony.
Oh, weird.
Yes.
Weird.
Part of me was like, was this a Zeltzer character that didn't make it?
Well, do you know that Van/Bill also has a Band-Aid on his finger?
Yes. Which made it even creepier.
It was creepier.
Is there a story behind that?
I don't remember him being injured. Obviously, I mean, there's no reason he'd wear a Band-Aid if he didn't cut himself, but it's creepier when he touches her face with his Band-Aid. Van had to be let go, and the janitor takes over. Wait, I skipped over. So we're about to learn the janitor's name for the first time.
And shit happens.
And then Todd and Cabot, who are clearly about to hook up, ruin the
high
moment
five.
Because it's 4:57 high tide five.
Yeah.
By the way, here's something I never knew. And that clearly in the Bill Lawrence universe fucks up other things. The name starts with a shh.
Oh.
Because he's about to say the janitor's name, and Van goes, shh, and they're interrupted by the high five. What name starts with a Shalina? We know that.
What if he was going to name the janitor Shun?
Shlomo.
Shun, Shlomo, Shalina.
Shundigger.
I just want you, if you're really into, you know, looking at those moments, you can go back, audience, and see that when Van starts to say the janitor's name, it definitely starts with an SH.
And then I cried like a baby.
Oh, my God.
Did you really cry?
Oh, I cried like a baby. I cried so hard. First of all, Sam, where can I get this version of Heya?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was my idea.
Precious.
He just, like, he, oh.
There was a cover of Heya from, what's his name? The Hawaiian singer?
Israel Kamaka Viva Ole.
Was it not him?
No, he was dead by the time that song
came
out.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, agreed.
Okay, well, someone did a cover like this. And I think if I'm not mistaken, I showed it to Bill. And we were like, what if this was a Sam cover? I think that's how it came together.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. All the way through, too. Him doing, all right, all right, all right, all right, all of it. Shake it like a polo.
It's such a good, I would love to have a cover by Sam of that song. It's so good.
That's lovely.
But oh man, I cried. I cried so hard.
You cried.
I cried because of his voice. I cried because of his voice. I cried because of the moment. I cried mostly because it was him. You know what I mean? And you know, when you see things that are magical and special and everything like that, and you were a part of it. And it's somebody that you know you'll never see again other than that moment. And that moment was so long ago. Like, I don't even feel like I look like that guy anymore. And to see him fresh and alive
the amazing thing about Sam was that he, you know, he was playing this cartoon, obviously, character, this, you know, of Ted. But he was obviously nothing like that. He was the sweetest, smartest, kindest person, and then he had this ridiculous voice.
Yeah, he could sing his butt off.
That's what's so sweet about it too, is that you're always laughing at Ted as the butt of the jokes because that's the character he was. But
that wasn't Sam.
Know, listen to that guy's voice. That is not. That is pure. Like he sounded like that on the day. That's what the guy's voice was like. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Oh man, it was a moment for me. And then
it was very moving too.
Yeah.
Well, then Carla shows up looking hot AF.
When they're walking into the ocean, I wasn't staring at myself.
I don't think you were. No, you were staring at her.
I was staring at the way the booty was bouncing in the sand.
Yeah.
In the bikini.
She looks
great.
That
thing was.
Now, my question is this. Because we've set up part A of the story that Turk wants to have underwater relations. Are they running to just swim, or are they running to have underwater relations?
They're running to have underwater relations.
I think they're going to fuck in the ocean. I think they're going to go find that mermaid and have a threesome.
Oh.
Worse. Wow. It's Turk's fantasy for sure.
You was talking about Black Woman, Turk's next kid is going to have gills. You know what I'm saying? Because of the crossbreeding.
That would be a great fantasy, by the way. If there was going to be a fantasy in this episode, Turk's threesome kid with the mermaid would be a good one.
Oh my gosh. Black Woman. It's all in the Dr. Acula universe too. Like Dr. Acula is the main superhero. And then the horror, you know what I mean? The creature from the deep is Black Woman. Black Woman. So you could be Dr. Acula. I could be Black Woman.
I'm so into this.
This is so awesome, right?
Let's shoot go. Monday.
I knew you'd love it. Let's go, man. We can do it, man. We'll hire Sarah. Who could Sarah be, man?
What's a Wonder Woman version of this universe?
But it has to be like a horror.
Joelle, you know horror.
I'm contemplating.
Oh, another episode while Joelle contemplates is of that Rick Rubin podcast was Jason Blum of Blumhouse. Ooh. And I really recommend it if you're a filmmaker. It's so interesting.
That's really, you know, Blumhouse, a video, what do you do it on an iPhone first?
No, the movie that really broke them was Paranormal Activity.
Wasn't that on the iPhone?
No, I didn't see the movie, but wasn't it like camera footage of like computers? Guys, I don't know the movie, but
yeah, it was security camera footage of their
security
home.
Security camera footage.
And it's an amazing story. He tells the whole story on the podcast. And if you're an aspiring filmmaker, I highly recommend it. But it's basically like no one wanted it. Everyone passed on it. It's the second time I'm telling a story like that, but it's true. But you know, there's so many stories in Hollywood like that. And Jason,
we were talking about one. Hollywood Shuffle is one. He paid for that thing with his own credit cards.
Mm. True. And now here we are talking about it this many years later.
Mm-hmm. Criterion Collection.
Blair Witch Project had already happened. And Jason Blum, I guess, didn't bid on that when he was working, I believe, for Miramax. And he kept saying to everyone, guys, let's not miss another Blair Witch Project. This is it. I'm telling you. And everyone was like, nope, don't get it. Then there, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm getting goosebumps retelling this story. You have to listen to this. But then finally found a studio that said, we like the concept. We want to remake it. And he said, remake it? It's incredible. Why are you guys not getting this? He goes, let's just test it as it is. And he was like playing the game. And he was like, that's this way, even if you're going to remake it, you'll see from a test what works, what doesn't work. It'll be a proof of concept and you'll have all the data you need for your remake. But in his mind, he's like, this fucking thing is going to play. I just know it. They go test it in front of 300 people and they go fucking nuts. And he said, I never heard a single sentence about remaking this movie ever again. Hey. And it became, and they've made like, I don't know how many of them now, and it's become an enormous success and it launched his whole company. Such a cool story.
Everything is through Blumhouse. All good horror is through Blumhouse now.
Yeah.
He's built some bad horror too, but most good horror is through Blumhouse.
And he has the most unique.
I think horror is Blumhouse now, right? Isn't it?
He has the most unique deal in all of Hollywood, a one-of-a-kind deal where the studio releases his movies, but he has complete autonomy to make whatever he wants. It's a really incredible story of a guy.
What a dream.
I really tell you, listen to the podcast. It was really great.
Donald, what do you think about Elliot Frost? If we make Elliot Emma Frost character, kind of works.
Emma Frost? Yeah, so she's like the ice lady?
Yeah.
She's the ice lady. And then what would Carla be?
Storm, because she's the baddest.
She's the Ark of the Covenant, where she opens up her head and fucking. Uh-huh.
All right, let's finish up the episode. Cox throws Jordan in a pool.
Adorable.
JD and Elliot on the dock. They don't dock, but they're on a dock.
And he tells her he loves her more than Turk.
Yes, people really love this. I've seen this meme a bunch of times. Elliot, I love you more than Turk. But I think it's a sweet moment that ends the episode between me and Elliot, between JD and Elliot, because even though they're kidding, you really do see that they've met their soulmate and that she's his dream girl. And I read on Scrubs Wiki a really sweet thing that harkens back to him saying that earlier on. Hold on, let me find it. JD calls Elliot his dream girl, which is a reference to My First Day. I guess he must say that in the pilot.
I'm bawling. What?
Well, not only that, it closes the story also, so it makes way for the finale. So there's no will they be together, won't they be together conversation in the finale. It makes it so that we know they're going to live happily ever after.
If we do any sort of reboot, I think Elliot and JD have to be together.
The fans will literally riot in the street if you're not together.
I think
I agree. It can't be.
I think you all come together because Turk dies. You know what I'm saying? I think that's
that can't happen.
But if he stays on his hit show, then Turk's gonna die.
I'm gonna stay on his show, bro. I'm not gonna. What about just a,
we'll give you the John voiceover. Cryer? Turk has the voiceover.
I didn't know if you know guys know this, but we come on Tuesday night, same day as the podcast show. Tuesday nights, 8:30 on NBC.
What if the premise is
watching
Turk,
on Peacock the very next day?
Turk is dead, and so the voiceover comes from heaven. From Donald. And I was, as I was looking down on all my friends. All right, you
the
want
final
some more
season is like the final season is like Turk's observation from heaven.
Yeah. That's what we're gonna have to do if you stay on your hit show.
I'm gonna all stay right, on the hit show. If the show, listen, please, people, Tuesday nights, 8:30, NBC.
And coming soon, Scrubs with Turk from Heaven. Tuesday nights at 9.
Also, if you get the opportunity, a good person.
Thank you.
Is on Prime.
I had a crazy thing someone DM'd me. Can I tell you, can I read you the guys this?
Please, yeah, do.
Please.
It really was moving to me. So moving that I sent it to my therapist. That's how moving it was. And the fucker didn't reply back. I think if you're a therapist, you should reply back to your patient.
I think he was like, you're good. You're good, bud. Don't worry about it.
No, my therapist is awesome and we text and he's really changed my life. But I sent him this note someone sent me because it was so cool and he didn't reply. And now my feelings are hurt, but that's okay. We'll talk about it in the next session. This person wrote...
I will not be ignored.
Yeah. By the way, I just sent Brian that gif from Fatal Attraction.
Did you?
Yeah, it's so funny. God, we do think alike, baby. Brian Klugman wasn't texting me back, and I sent the gif from Fatal Attraction. I will not be ignored.
That's good.
This lovely person wrote, "Hey, Zach, longtime Scrubs fan. I want to let you know that in one of my graduate-level mental health counselor classes, we're watching A Good Person. I've already seen it twice before, but thought you would like to know that it's inspiring people in my field. Have a good one and tell Donald I said Wu-Tang forever."
Yeah, baby.
Oh, that's precious.
Sweet. That's so sweet.
That's wonderful.
If you wrote that and you're probably listening, thank you. You made my day with that.
That rules.
But that's real talk, bro.
Yeah.
When you think one therapist would reply.
Go ahead.
When you write from truth and when you write from, you know, this is what Scrubs was like too. You know what I mean? Because Scrubs was so true to the field and what you wrote is so true to addiction, it touches. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Not a gloss at all. Everybody who's had a conversation with you, even if they haven't dealt with addiction, can relate to this movie in some way.
Like, yeah, thank you. And grief, too. It's not just addiction, but grief. And I mean, I feel like everyone in their life of a certain age has had to get by something incredibly painful to them. And I think that's what the movie's about, standing back up again after something like that happens.
Yeah, but through addiction, no, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they see this movie, they see the markers, man. And the markers are real. And you put that in the movie. And that's a credit, because a lot of people don't do their research, Zach. A lot of people just gloss over that shit and try and get to the story of...
Well, I was super careful about getting it accurate, obsessively so. So I made sure there was this one woman who not only had beaten an opioid addiction herself, but was counseling young women. And we hired her to not only make sure everything I wrote was correct, but she was on set every time we did anything related to recovery. Cause I was like, I cannot fuck any of this up. Like, would that poster really be there? Like everything, she was there. And after when I was done with big scenes and I was about to move on, I'd be like, does that feel right? She's like, that feels totally accurate. And so that was great. It was important to have her there. But thank you, Donald. I appreciate you. And I appreciate whomever wrote that. It means a lot to me. Let's just end with a little more trivia from Scrubs Wiki. This is the last episode Doug ever appears in. He's one of the few major recurring characters to be absent from the intended series finale. That's shocking that Doug wasn't there at the beloved season 8 finale, but it must have been some reason.
Did he go and get married at this time?
I don't know. And maybe Bill put him in this way because it was his last opportunity to be in. I'm not sure what was going on with Johnny Castle. This is one of the rare occasions in which the janitor calls JD, JD.
I saw that too.
The venue for the wedding, if you'd like to visit it, where the episode was filmed, is called the Hopetown Harbor Lodge. The bartender that appears in the episode's real name is, in fact, Gary. He worked at the Hopetown Harbor Lodge for over 15 years.
Wow.
When he speaks to Dr. Kelso, he speaks with a Jamaican accent. He does not, however, have a Jamaican accent.
That's good trivia.
It says he also makes a fantastic rum runner. I don't know what a rum runner is, but...
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Bahama Mamas aren't clear like that either. Them things are slushy. From what I remember, that shit was like an icicle.
Dr. Kelso is the only member of the staff to not be present at the wedding as he is at the bar. Dun, dun, dun.
He's like 20 feet away.
No. That was a fun episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us. Joelle, anything you want to tell the audience?
No, keep sending us your fave episodes from season 9. Got a couple of good ones in there so far. You can email us at scrubsiheart@gmail.com.
Can we fix somebody's life again?
Yeah, let's fix some lives, Joelle.
Okay.
We missed that. Because really,
fix your
not
lives.
Only do we love, not only do we love fixing your life, we miss the theme song.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage, maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joelle, let's get the show on.
I'm going to try and do a recap for this whole motherfucker.
That's never going to happen. You're going to go get
high
and
animate.
We're
at the last episode. I'm going to start right now. Here we go. Zach Braff said it never happened. I was laughing at the end of the last episode. It was clapping like my butt cheeks in the...
Slapping. I'm not
Zach
saying... What? Oh, God. No one wants to hear you live. No one wants to hear you live write a rap.
Said.
Joelle, also, sorry to give you lots of homework, but
right.
Also, see if you can dig up. First of all, someone's going to win this amazing one-of-a-kind backpack.
Mm.
And Joelle, see if you can find out why we didn't move forward making them, because it's kind of amazing. We should make like 100.
Okay.
Because I can't wear it, but I want to see someone wear it.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'll see what we can do.
What happens on these shows, when you work on a show, you get like awesome, you know, swag from the show. But if you're on the show or you're involved in it, you can't really wear it because it's pretty embarrassing. You're walking around wearing like a shrinking sweatshirt. But we get lots of cool stuff. Right, Donald?
What rhymes would happen?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're so funny. All right, everybody. We love
so
you.
Proud
have a great
of that joke. I was so proud of that joke.
Have a great week.
Zach Braff said it would never happen, but I'm coming back slapping.
Okay. Well, he's making his way, guys. By next week, we should have a rap. Well,
watch and see what happens.
I got a rap for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Everybody listening, try not to hate. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California
is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.